This is Anne from Diverse Wellbeing. In today's podcast, I'm going to talk about a term called learned helplessness, which most parents of children with needs experience at some point along this journey. I'm going to explain why it's important to become aware if you are experiencing learned helplessness and what you can do about it. Because of the nature of life with a child with needs, this is a state of being that can come and go depending on the stage you're at and includes where you're at in the school year, in terms of age, assessment, access to supports, etc. Learned helplessness was named in 1967 by American psychologists. Its effects can be extensive, impacting on a person's mental health, relationships, and other aspects of their life. It can also increase the risk of low self-esteem, stress, and anxiety. Learned helplessness is quite serious because it's when a person feels incapable of changing their circumstances due to, let's call it, past failures. That sounds very heavy, but in context of parenting a child with additional needs, past failures could be, for example, an inability to make eye contact with your child or not coping with pre-verbal communication with your child. And all of this has a really strong impact on you. You may ask, why should you care about understanding learned helplessness? When you become a parent, you understand there's going to be differences. There's going to be changes to your routine, to your life, your freedoms. It takes a while, but you adjust. But with additional needs, there comes a point when you become uncertain of how your child is going to develop. You're dealing with unexpected behaviours and unpredictable issues. This is where learned helplessness can edge its way in. If that persists and you don't feel supported, or you don't have support, or maybe you don't share that feeling, if you internalise that feeling, then over time, you will be more and more likely to feel high levels of stress and anxiety. You might refuse to try something because you're pretty sure it's going to fail. Then that failure is reinforced. There's a tendency to give up trying new things because you're fearful, because you're never sure of the result of your child's behaviour or reaction or non-reaction, and then how that impacts on you and the world's view of you as a parent. Then you feel bad because you're not trying. You're not doing what you think must be the best for them. Because you're not bringing them out enough. Because you don't feel like you can bring them out. So everything is compounding everything else. This is not anything you've done wrong, but it can impact your daily mood, behaviour, and general sense of well-being. If you're in a situation that you have a child with additional needs, there's a certain amount of learned helplessness because of possibly lack of communication with your child, not understanding their developmental delays, not reaching their milestones, and maybe comparing them to somebody else's child, maybe a friend's child, and they're not doing the same things at all. So even though you're their parent and you're feeding them and taking care of all their intimate care needs, there's a certain amount of helplessness around the fact that you can't get at the root of whatever it is that's causing this delay. And then how best to reach your child, to feel connected to them, to feel that bond with them and the natural protectiveness as a parent. Self-esteem is huge here. You've learned a degree of helplessness around your child, their growth and development. How is this impacting on you, on your relationship, on your communication with your partner? There's no way that it could not. This has a direct effect on your relationship with each other and ultimately with your child. Self-esteem is how we value ourselves. It's how we perceive ourselves. And it's based on our opinions and beliefs about the person we are. low self-esteem is not thinking much of ourselves, apologising a lot. With low self-esteem, you're self-conscious, you're very eager to please, you're likely to be criticising yourself, maybe not out loud, but negative self-talk, which is something it can take time to even notice that you're speaking to yourself like that, blaming yourself and then focusing on negativity, focusing on where you've fallen down or where you're not doing a good job. The opposite, of course, would be that you are more confident and you would approach situations with an eagerness and an energy, a non-apologetic approach. So good, healthy, normal self-esteem, attached to it is a vibrancy, a natural energy and a natural enthusiasm. Over a period of time, over a period of months and early years, your self-esteem can deteriorate quite significantly without you being consciously aware of it. But it's impacting on your daily life despite all of your efforts and dedication. Those senses of yourself become frayed and more fragile and less certain, which leads back to stress and anxiety. This stress can transition into a place where you feel trapped in a cycle of challenges you can't control or resolve. Constantly advocating for your child can be exhausting. Many of these feelings are directly connected to your child's needs, and the anxiety you're feeling is often about how you're going to cope going forward, because sometimes right now is hard enough. You can feel stuck in a place where your self-esteem is low. You're suffering from stress, you're tired, you're overthinking, and most likely feeling frustrated. All of this impacts on your diet, your mood, your sleep patterns, and becomes learned helplessness, where you just don't know how to move or maneuver in that space. So it can incapacitate you. If you're familiar with the idea of fight, flight, freeze, in this case, you're in freeze response mode. This can take many forms, from experiencing a panic attack to being on autopilot, not engaging in your own life. If you're listening and you can recognize yourself in any of this, you have already started the work towards a better sense of well-being. Becoming aware is the first step in any transformation. On the other side of this transformation is a parent who has developed the emotional resilience to handle setbacks and still keep a positive attitude. So how can you build this resilience? Here are three ways. Number one, take small actions. When you feel overwhelmed, tackling big challenges can seem impossible. Breaking these into smaller, manageable steps builds your confidence and provides a clear path forward. Setting yourself some small tasks every day gives you clarity, and the more you complete, the greater your sense of achievement, which has a huge impact on how you feel about yourself. Number two, practice positive reframing. What this means in basic terms is learning to focus on solutions rather than always seeing the problems. A simple way to do this is to use the yet concept. Instead of saying, I can't do this, say, I can't do this yet. Instead of, my child isn't meeting this milestone, say, my child isn't meeting this milestone yet. This way of reframing acknowledges the current struggles while shifting the focus to positive possibilities. Number three, build a supportive environment. Seek advice from educational professionals in your child's life and be part of the information train rather than feeling excluded from it. This will have a massive impact on feeling able to meet the needs of your child, which will in turn reduce your stress and anxiety and boost your confidence in leaps and bounds. The more you investigate and learn about what is specific to your child, what techniques are they engaging with in school, how they're communicating, who they connect with, the less isolated and more capable you will feel. So what I want to leave you with today is that it's understandable to feel overwhelmed when facing so many challenges. You've already overcome so much to support your child, and that's proof of your strength and resilience. It might feel like nothing is changing, but every small step will move you forward in a positive way. If you'd like to receive updates when new episodes are uploaded, you can head over to our website, diversewellbeing.ie, and enter your email address. We'll also be sending out free resources in the coming weeks. This is Diverse Wellbeing, empowering parents and embracing wellness.